Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
My name is Hafsa, and this is a little hard for me because even though I'm really confident usually, I find it hard to talk about my faith and how I've struggled with it because I'm a teenager and I'm going to turn 16 soon. But the past year has really been a challenge because of how I dress and what I wear. It's been hard to be taken seriously. And whenever I organize events, because I love being in charge, so whenever I organize events, I usually come upon someone or some people who tell me that you shouldn't be doing this and you shouldn't be doing it that way. But I've learned that even if I keep falling down, and this I have to credit to you, because every time I feel down, I listen to a small clip of yours, maybe it's 30 seconds, but it's made me feel empowered because today I'm here and I feel like I've gotten so much better. So thank you. And I hope that everyone around me, teenagers and adults alike, can achieve this.
Mashallah, mashallah. Well done, my sister. And I want to tell you something more like my daughter. I will say something very interesting. When you're young and you're a teenager, you always feel like you want to be in control. It happened to me. I'm sure it happens to all of us. It did happen when we were younger. We always feel like we want to be in control. There must be something, you know, and so on. It's difficult to take instructions sometimes. And sometimes we even feel offended when someone corrects us or gives us instruction. You know, like I'm a volunteer at an organization or at a massive, massive event. And then here comes people says, do this, do that, stand here, don't move, don't do this, don't do that. No one should be taking pictures and no one should be, you guys are volunteers. You're here for the sake of Allah. And you're like, oh, that just brought my entire mountain crashing because I was planning to do this and this and this. I tell you what, we need to learn to take instruction as well. Whenever it is correct, you must take it and listen and be disciplined. It goes back to Khalid ibn al-Walid ibn al-Mughira radiallahu anhu, when he was on the side of Quraysh fighting against the Muslims in the Battle of Uhud. When those archers that were on a little mount, for those of us who might have been to Uhud or those who know the story, when they saw that perhaps maybe this war is over, they left the mount, the hillock, and they were told by the Prophet, peace be upon him, do not leave the hillock, even if you think we've won. But they didn't obey that instruction. As a result, there were great losses inflicted upon the Muslims. Caused by what? Exactly as I just said. Because they didn't listen to the instruction. So it's tough. But as time passes, there will always be some goodness that Allah will send in your direction. I tell you, when you volunteer to perhaps do the right thing, maybe to be a person who's going to help at an event like this, the minimum is Allah Almighty will keep you away from lots of other negative things that people your age might already be involved in. So that's a positive. May Allah Almighty always keep us from among those who are focused on the right things. Ameen. Thank you so much. I see lots of queues of brothers and sisters. I'm only going to be able to take about three more there and three more here. And then inshallah, we need to call it a night. Because suhoor, my brothers and sisters, is important in Ramadan, right?